This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
In the game against Dallas, here to talk about that. More from USA Today's Ravens Wire Window Nation guest hotline, Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, that final preseason game coming up, a little early one. I thought the game was at 7 for a while, at least 7 o'clock games we're getting, but we get it at 12. I'm excited to see the young guys step up, continue to fight for roster spots, and hopefully make a name for themselves.
Now, with Adisa Isaac, the injury there, ligament damage, John Harbaugh said, he and Ajabo, we've talked about it, Kevin, many times, air quotes, fighting for that last roster spot. Were they really fighting for that last roster spot? And did Harbs put a time frame on when as Isaac could possibly be back? It certainly won't be for the first month of the season.
Yeah, I think that they were fighting for the last roster spot. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, with that position, 5 is kind of my sweet spot with it. So I remember, you know, us talking about it too, where, you know, the whole thing with Ajabo was essentially forced the Ravens to keep another outside linebacker. And I thought he took advantage of his opportunities in the first week of the preseason, not so much here in the second week, but, you know, injuries happen, they're unfortunate, but sometimes that is what it takes to maybe open up a spot for you. So obviously we know that with the dislocation, with ligament damage and all that, that like Harbaugh said, they're hoping for midseason. I'm not sure what they're going to do there, if they're going to put him on IR designated to return, or, you know, try to sneak him there. I don't know. But for now, it seems like Ajabo's spot on the roster, at least to this point, unless they want to keep a guy like a Malik Ham or someone else who made some noise in that second preseason game, we'll see. But for now, I think that Ajabo does have the leg up on that fifth outside linebacker spot.
Kevin, are you expecting anybody of importance to play Saturday? I'm not expecting to see Falele or Rosengarten or Voorhees or any of those guys.
Yeah, maybe those guys play a series. I don't really see it, though. I think that it truly will, like John Harbaugh said yesterday, I think it will truly be the young guys and guys fighting for roster spots. I know they're also, like Harbaugh said, turning their focus a little bit to the Bills. Now, he made it clear that, you know, there's still guys fighting and they're going to put effort into that game, obviously. But, you know, at this point, I wouldn't. They've made their stance very clear. And I know Harbaugh was kind of saying, before that first preseason game, we're going to see and take it game by game. And this was kind of the outcome I was expecting the whole time. I wasn't really expecting to play anybody. And you maybe even can look back to the Cincinnati game last night where Joe Burrow was out there with backups. And you're kind of thinking, man, what are we doing here? So I think that for the Ravens, this is kind of just what their approach is in the preseason. They're not going to necessarily change that right now, and teams are still trying to figure out how to approach it. But yeah, for right now, I think that we're going to just see the young guys who are fighting for spots here.
Would you say that Corey Bullock's probably been the most pleasant surprise of camp?
Yeah, he's been one of them. I mean, he was a guy that obviously being on the practice squad last year, coming out of Terp, got to give the Terp some love. I mean, that's a guy, and I think with the practice squad, you know, it's not everybody who believes, but I've seen people on social media and all that say that, oh, the practice squad is just a place where you store a guy for a year or two and then they kind of wash out of the league. That's not the case. I mean, these guys develop, they learn, they figure out systems and are able to hone their skills. And for Bullock, someone who that backup center spot, and again, without Patrick McCary there, you need to get guys who can play at those positions, because you can't just, you know, you don't have the luxury anymore of just throwing a guy out there that can play all five spots and then having it be a one-to-one change. For Bullock, he's someone that I think has played really well and showed a lot of people that, hey, with a year, and John Harbaugh, I think, has talked about this, other people, I think Corey Bullock himself has talked about it, the fact that being on the practice squad for a year has really helped him out. And yeah, I love what Bullock's brought to the table right now, and seems like even with guys like Nick Samek and Garrett Dellinger, who were both draft picks, you know, you kind of wonder who's that backup center. Corey Bullock really sees an opportunity and took that job, and I don't think is letting it go.
Now, Kevin, a concern I got, you know, what Harb said yesterday, you know, about Jair Alexander, and he hadn't played since August 9th. And remember, prior to that, you know, he got his knee drained, so he missed some time. So he's got knee issues, and my concern is not for Buffalo. They'll have him ready no matter what for Buffalo, but then what happens after that? Because he's missed, what, 11 days now? And then is he going to play in a game and miss another 11 games? I mean, that's what concerns me a little bit.
Yeah, and I hear you. I mean, I'm there with you in terms of the injury. Now, you're hoping that, yeah, Buffalo is going to be there. I think that he will be fine for that too. But, you know, this is kind of the history that he's had over the last couple, you know, it's been a decently lengthy injury history here for Jair. Now, the thing that I kind of keep telling everybody and telling myself is the fact that Jair is a luxury for this team. I mean, he just is. He's extremely good, one of the best corners in the league when healthy. He absolutely brings a new energy. Like, he's a luxury. He's a luxury. So to me, you have Marlon Humphrey, you have Nate Wiggins, you still have Jadobia Awuzie and TJ Tampa and those guys, Ruben Lowry, who has stepped up. And yeah, I mean, throwing Jair in there makes that defense, you know, extremely terrifying, more terrifying than it already would be without him. But I think that with these guys who do have lengthy injury histories, you have to almost like build in games that they miss and be prepared for that. And that's what I'm doing here. I mean, I remember recent examples when the Ravens signed Sammy Watkins a couple of years ago. He's a guy that dealt with injuries for his whole career. And you sign a guy like that and expect him to play a decent role, and you got to build in the injury days, the injury games for him. So that's kind of what I'm doing with Jair. They have the depth there. They signed Jadobia Awuzie to be their third corner, and TJ Tampa was going to compete with him for those snaps. So if he does have to miss time, if it doesn't go the way that they want this season, and I'm really hoping it does, I think they still have the depth behind him to be okay because of the star power that you have and the depth that you have. But obviously, again, you want to have Jair out there.
Yeah, the thing about it is, Kevin, I mean, you got Awuzie, who's got an injury history. You got Alexander, injury history. Armour Davis, injury history. You know, so there's going to be at some time, hopefully all three aren't gone at the same time, because then that really gets into your depth. You know, so that is, well, I think they're going to have to keep extra. They're going to have to keep 11, I'm guessing, DBs, just because they have guys with injury history.
Yeah, oh, I hear you for sure. And I agree with you. I think that, and look, the corner position has not necessarily been kind to the Ravens in terms of injuries over the course of the last however far you want to go back. So even, you know, this offseason, you know, Bilal Koenig and Ruben, and, you know, not Ruben Lowry, excuse me, Robert Longer being the two rookies, they're both out for the year already. So, you know, now you have to turn to other guys to step up, and figure things out there. So I do think that the Ravens are going to be as cautious as possible with these injuries. That's their stance. They take that approach. That doesn't surprise me, especially because there's really no point in rushing a guy like Jay back right now, or that DB room, the guys who are out. There's no point in really rushing them back and putting them on the field. Those vets, they don't need practice. They don't need preseason. They can be plug and play, good to go, maybe a little rust, but you shake it off and you go. But, you know, you're right. What happens if something does go down in the first couple weeks of the season and all of a sudden you're left scrambling? And, you know, the worst case scenario is you kind of get these guys dinged up at the same time and then it becomes a problem. So we'll see what ends up happening. But in my opinion, right now, I think they're just playing the managing the injury game.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, cut down day is a week from today. What's happening on the Ravens Wire, USA Today?
Yeah, just trying to figure out guys that'll secure their roster spots, even secure roles on the defense, offense, or guys that are going to make the roster that are still fighting for opportunities. So looking at things over there and then just prepping for that last Commanders game to see if anybody else can make an impact and step up.
Kevin, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next Tuesday as we're creeping closer and closer to kickoff.
I'm excited, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. Kevin Allstriker, we'll come back. It's the whip around what happened on the world of sports last night. Not a ton, but still some things. There was a preseason game in the National Football League, and a starting quarterback was running for his life in a meaningless game. We'll get into that. Speaking of starting quarterbacks, the Colts have a new one. We'll talk about that. We'll look at this day in Orioles history. And then Dave LaMonaco, Terrapin Times, preview Maryland football, which starts August 30th here on 105.7.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
In the pain.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
I'm getting my headphones on correctly here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn up Tuesday. Get to the tunes. Couple minutes. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw. We're talking yesterday. We'll start with the Browns. Joe Flacco officially named starting quarterback. Adam Schefter saying there's an increasing feeling that the Browns will carry four quarterbacks on their 53-man roster, which I believe is unheard of, no matter what era we're talking about here.
Yeah, most teams now carry two, you know, and you put one on the practice squad. But since they drafted two, yeah, and then they got Kenny Pickett. I don't know, maybe they feel like somebody, if somebody gets hurt, they can trade Kenny Pickett. Yeah, it's kind of what the Browns do, I guess.
Interesting roster decision if, in fact, that becomes reality.
Well, all right, Bob. I mean, let's just, like, we're talking about the Ravens roster. I mean, they keep two quarterbacks, and we're saying, damn. You know, I mean, we've got so we can keep here. So you got to take, if you're keeping four quarterbacks, so basically you got three guys sitting on the bench, two for sure that will never get in the game, probably wouldn't even be active, wasting roster spots for you. So you're already at a disadvantage roster-wise. You know, I'm sure it kills your special teams.
Speaking of starting quarterbacks, the new one in Indy is Daniel Jones. That news was broken earlier this morning. Indianapolis opens their season against Miami at home September 7th, but Daniel Jones beats out Anthony Richardson, who was a top four pick just a couple of years ago for the number one job there. Jones himself was a high first round pick for the Giants, but you know, played himself out of there. They actually paid him, let Barkley walk, and anyway, I'm getting rid of him. But Daniel Jones versus Richardson, vice versa. Indy looks like they got pieces to be decent, especially in that division. But, man, quarterback looks like a major problem area for them right now.
I mean, Bob, when he couldn't read the blitz against the Ravens, I mean...
Richardson, you're saying.
Yeah, Richardson. When he couldn't read the blitz and he got, you know, he hurt his finger. You got to have guys that can... Yeah, I mean, the head coach is an offensive guy who calls the offensive plays. Just give me a guy who's not going to turn the ball over. You know, because I got a great running game. I got great running backs. So, I think Daniel Jones, that gives him the best chance to win, my opinion.
Speaking of Miami, they signed Matthew Judon to a one-year deal yesterday to help the pass rush.
I guess, you know, I mean, he's on the older side right now, and he didn't really, he doesn't have the burst and stuff anymore. It looks like he's gained some weight. I don't know. I guess we'll see. I mean, to me, that's a move like, okay. I mean, it kind of tells you where Miami's at, too, rushing the passer. And I don't think that he had – was he here when Anthony Weaver – was Weaver here when Judon was here? I can't recall.
They may have overlapped at some point.
Yeah, so maybe there's some – they know each other there, but I think they're kind of desperate for some guys that can rush the passer.
Now, speaking of college college starting quarterbacks again, one guy that's unquestioned in that area is Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. Been to a Super Bowl. Puts up these incredible video game numbers, or as Hank Hill would say, Nolan Vidya games. Vidya game numbers. And last night, preseason game number two against Washington on national TV, you know, you get the good and the bad with what Zach Taylor brings to the equation.
Burrow, end zone, somehow to Jones for the touchdown. Burrow steps through, hangs on, and is spinning around looking for a block. Go down, Joe, it's August. And they're going to give him progress near the three.
Joe Buck on the call, ESPN, touchdown pass, beautiful throw, in traffic. and then he gets sacked. There was another sack, which was a fumble, but there was a flag on the play, and it is what it is. But come on, man. And you go back to Burrow's rookie year here in Baltimore. Ravens are spanking him. Taylor, rookie coach, kicks the field goal to avoid the shutout. And Dean Pease, if I remember, was Pease then, right? Losing his mind as the defensive coordinator. What the hell's he even in the game? After you're done, you're good. Once you threw the touchdown pass, go over, put your sweatshirt on, and hang out with the rest of your teammates. Why are you in the game running for your life? He ran 30 yards in the opposite direction.
And Bob, here's the thing. Number one, you're minus three of your starting O-linemen to start the game, okay? But you played your receivers. So, like you said, you go down and you score a touchdown, game set. No, but he wanted to get some work with the backup receivers. So you're still, you know, you got Orlando Brown Jr. in there as your left tackle. But now you're down three starting O-linemen, your starting receivers, starting tight end, starting running. You're basically in there with the twos. And he's playing and running around and having a chance to get hurt and stuff. And then, you know, on the other side, Washington. You know, you think Washington was going to throw the football at some point with Jaden Daniels? Absolutely. They go four plays, touchdown. Jaden, get your stocking cap on. You're done. You know, I mean, so I to me, you're just – and with the way – Bob, watching that first drive and watching the Bengals' defense – I'd have said, if Joe Burrow gets hurt, we're done.
Yep.
We're going to have the first pick of the draft.
Cincinnati did win, by the way, 31-17. It is the whip around here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Real quick, August 19th, this day in Orioles history. About 1983, eventual world champions. Orioles swept a doubleheader from the Royals. Memorial Stadium. 10th inning, or bottom of the ninth, rather. Orioles scored three runs. Stunned the Royals. Led Cicada's game-winning hit proved to be the difference. Game two, Jim Dwyer goes deep. Singing Cal had ribbies. Timmy Martinez got the win. 3-1 Orioles sweep. 2012 in Detroit. Orioles were down 5-0 after one inning, but Chris Davis said nope. J.J. Hardy, Nick Markakis both drove in two. Wei-Yin Chen got the win. Jim Johnson, his 37th save. Orioles 7-5 over Detroit. And then 2 years ago, in Oakland, Birds taking on the then A's. Ryan Mountcastle, Jordan Westberg, Austin Hayes, James McCann all had ribbies in the 10th inning as the Orioles put up a five spot earlier in the game. Hayes and Mountie went deep. Mountain gets the win. Orioles beat Oakland 7-2 on their way to 101 wins. This year's Orioles team's not going to win that many games, but they're winning more than they're losing, at least now. We'll talk about that with Rock Abaco. But Maryland football, they lost a lot more than they won last year. Can they turn it around? Dave LaMonaco, Terrapin Times next. Here.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
On the fan. Dave LaMonaco. Dave, what is up?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing all right. And we'll start at quarterback because, you know, Billy Edwards is now off to Wisconsin and the other attrition as well. A lot of excitement about Malik Washington, who a longtime commit to Maryland, eventually signed out of Spalding, one of the top quarterback commits in this 2025 class. But even Mike Locksley said with Cordell Woodland and Ben Hall on Fresh Take here on the Fan last week, that, you know, he may be banged up a little bit, but competition is good. And so give us an update on Christian Martin and Justin Martin and certainly Malik's health status as Florida Atlantic looms here in about 11 days.
Right, right. So Christian Martin has had probably the best camp. He had the best spring and has probably had the best camp so far from what we've heard. Of course, you know, stuff is very limited. We're only allowed to see a few minutes of practice once a week pretty much. But from what we've heard, Christian Martin is probably the most consistent in terms of, you know, he's the guy that's been in the system before. So he knows the offense probably better than the other two and has looked the best so far. Now, whether he actually is given the starting reins remains to be seen. You know, so there's some political things involved there with, you know, Malik is obviously making more money and things like that. So it remains to be seen who they're actually going to name the starter. Based purely on performance, it would look like Christian would probably be the week one starter. But again, whether that actually happens or not remains to be seen. Malik coming back from the injury, you know, Locksley said he's looking pretty good coming back there. He should be ready to go health wise by week one. Whether he's starting week one or week three or whenever remains to be seen. Eventually he'll be the starter at some point this year. Whether it's week one or not, we'll see. And then Justin Martin, he's down the depth chart, sort of has not come over and really impressed as the UCLA transfer. Right now, it just hasn't had a great grip of the offense. Hasn't looked that great throwing the ball from what we've heard. So it's either going to be Malik or Christian that are going to be one of the week-one starters.
Now, Dave, no matter who the quarterback will be against FAU and then moving forward, what are they looking like on the O-line? And this is, I mean, even though they're a Maryland offensive lineman in the National Football League, Corey Bullock's been a big surprise here for the Ravens in August, but how's the O-line looking? I guess some injury issues there. Is this going to be another season in which, you know, snap the ball, cross your fingers, hope for the best?
Yeah, the latter. It should be better than last year for the mere fact that there are some guys that aren't here that we won't mention names, but they're it's sort of an addition by subtraction. They transferred out for a reason. And some of the transfers that they brought in look to be a slight upgrade or some sort of an upgrade. Rattrell Perry, the left tackle, has looked okay. And then the right tackle, Alan Heron, didn't have a great year last year, but, you know, his second year in the system, hopefully he gets a little bit better. Same with Alou Ba, the right guard, didn't have a great year last year, but second year in the system, you're hoping that that maybe he takes his game up just a little bit. Not completely encouraged. It's still, even Loxley said, the dreaded work in progress term he used when describing the offensive line, which is never a thing that you want to hear as a fan. But saying it's going to be better than last year is not really a cause for a hope, because it was so poor last year. But it's going to take a little while for that group to come together, just with some of the new starters up there and the transfers. And the depth is always an issue at Maryland with the offensive line. You're looking at a lot of young guys that are going to be in that two deep. So if somebody gets injured or there's poor performance, there's really not anybody that's pushing the starters to really supplant them in the starting lineup right now. You've got to run with those first five and then hope that these young guys really get caught up quickly.
Dave, I think Ohio State and Michigan showed that, you know, you got to have O-line and D-line to win in the Big Ten Conference. How's the D-line?
D-line actually has been a little bit better than some would say. It's sort of more than expected, but I actually liked some of the transfers that they brought in up front. The new defensive coordinator, Ted Monachino, really emphasized that. He got in here and immediately started bringing in guys. Now, of course, with transfers, as you know, Vinny, you just never know. A lot of these guys were guys that either played well at smaller programs like Alabama A&M and like Cedric Smith, one of the guys they brought in, or they were guys that were overshadowed at some bigger programs like Joel Starlings. They got him from North Carolina. Now, these were guys that were highly touted, or like Starlings, he was a highly touted guy at a high school, didn't really work for him at UNC. They're hoping it works at Maryland. So there's a lot of guys with like talent and size. Whether that translates remains to be seen, but I'm more encouraged about the defensive line than I am about the offensive line. Let's put it that way.
Dave, how is the new AD Jim Smith involved, you know, in the football program already? And then how's the season ticket sales going? Because I see Loxley, you know, always, every interview he does, it's like he's asking fans
Salvation
to come out.
Salvation Army, baby. Yeah. Here's the bell.
Well, I know Smith and Loxley and a few other guys were at the Caves Valley over the weekend. I know they were all in there, you know, talking and stuff. Smith is definitely very involved. We'll see. You know, we've talked a million times, and I know Keith has talked about it too. You know, it's sort of thin ice here. So we'll see what happens. There's not much more I can say than that. I mean, Jim Smith, Ohio State guy, he wants the football program to be good. He wants it to thrive. Probably going to need to make some changes. We'll see if it happens sooner rather than later. In terms of ticket sales, yeah, let's use that work in progress term again. We'll see. There's not a ton of excitement for FAU or Towson or anything like that. So that's going to be haven't seen the fruits of that labor from Smith yet, but I'm sure it will. Hopefully, when I think fans want to see some changes, they want to see something to get excited about. They're excited about the basketball program, but football program, it's going to be a show me. Let's see what happens on the field type of deal. And right now, it's been more of the same for the last 6 years. So until they show us something and do something different, it's going to be pretty stagnant in terms of the fan base.
Dave, to that point, before we let you roll, how'd you assess Mike Loxley's job status? The Athletic had him on the warm seat last week because apparently he still has some support within the program. But, I mean, what needs to happen to cool it off and ensure he'll be here coaching Zion Ealy in 2026?
I wrote this too. People were talking about it. The last thing Maryland fans really should be worried about is the recruiting classes right now. Regardless of keeping Ealy happy or keeping one five-star guy happy, you really can't worry about that. If the guy leaves, so what? Because, I mean, this program needs a jolt into energy. It really does. It's just that things need to, from a discipline standpoint, from from just a leadership standpoint, it kind of needs a new direction. If that affects the recruiting classes, so be it. You know, it's just things have been stagnant for a while. You know how good to mid-tier Division I programs are run, and it's not quite there at Maryland right now. So, and we've been saying that for a little while. You can categorize his seat as warm, hot, whatever, but he's going to have to beat Michigan and some, and they don't have a ton of really high profile games this year, which actually probably works in his favor, but they're going to have to beat the Michigans, the Indianas, and really show something that they turn this around and not finish last in the league in penalties again for like the fifth, sixth straight year, to ensure that he's the coach moving forward. And I'm not sure that I see it, but we'll see.
Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com. Dave, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turning Up Tuesday, and we'll talk to you once the season starts here in a couple of weeks.
All right, Bob. I'll see you guys later.
There's Dave LaMonaco. We'll come back, talk to Nolan McGraw. If we have time, take a trip to his punt house. If not, we'll get to it, pardon me, later in the show. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh, top of the hour, however. News from the Nest, buy or sell. We're turning up Tuesday money, and we'll talk some Orioles with Rock Kabaka from MassinSports.com. Westberg sprained hurt his ankle last night, I should say. But the Orioles are 42-33 since Trevor Rogers made his debut. Nolan, you might be right. He might be the MVP of the team, depending on their areas of need. And then, you know, you knock on for Micah, then nobody gets hurt this week. That changes things, like with Isaac last Saturday.
Yeah, that's a big thing, Bob. And then teams don't like to add a vested veteran till after week one, because then the salary doesn't count like it does, you know, if they're there on your roster from the get-go. Then you got them for the whole year.
What I've noticed here, remember when Jadeveon Clowney was dismissed in Carolina? Well, it makes perfect sense. I think he even tweeted it, or somebody tweeted it, and he liked it or shared it. We don't hear about insert veteran pass rusher here now, based on what, I mean, you were out there, and, you know, we've seen a couple of games. We know potential, not buying 13.5 from or 12.5 from Van Noy, but, you know, he's been great here in Baltimore. Over 20 sacks since the Ravens signed him. And okay. We're all excited about Mike Green.
Yep.
But doesn't seem to be a pressing need for a pass rusher, at least for now.
Yeah, I agree with that, Bob. I mean, if they get another injury, then yes. Then I could see it. But I think you got to like what you see. You want to have Mike Green on the field in passing situations. And, you know, Tavius Robinson is going to be on the field in running situations.
I like that guy.
Yep. And Van Noy and Owe and Mike Green, those are your three pass rushers. And then, you know, then you got Matabike, and you've got Travis Jones, you know, who do a good job on the inside. And then you got the guys blitzing. I mean, we saw the safety the other day in the game for the Ravens, you know, when they had them Dallas backed up in the blitz and stuff. So that was a sack safety. So I think pass rush wise, I think they'll be okay unless they get another injury.
How are you doing over there, Nolan? I'm talking to you in this 11 o'clock hour.
Hey, I'm doing just fine over here. I think I agree with Vinny. And to be honest, I think they might feel like Clowney will still be sitting there for them in the event that there was an injury or something didn't work out. I mean, it doesn't appear that he's in any rush to sign. I think he's probably pretty picky about where he would want to go. He went the Carolina route last year, wanted to be closer to home. I think harsh reality set in of what it's like playing for a bad football team. And quite frankly, he probably wants the ring chase. So is it ideal to bring a guy off the couch when you really need him? No. But for now, with the situation the Ravens are in, I think they want to prioritize Ajabo, make sure they know what they've got there. I mean, if he really stinks it up this Saturday or just completely falls out of favor, maybe they make a move. But I think Clowney, for example, is a guy that could be there midseason if they need it.
Yeah, and he was a perfect fit 2 years ago. That was like that perfect storm sort of acquisition.
And he was good.
Yep.
You know, he got a lot of pressure on the quarterback. The win rate was very good with him. So, yeah, I mean, but I still go back to you know, if you're in your nickel and dime, you want to find. I'll bet you that we're going to see some things in like dime defense where we have Green, Vanoy, and Owe all on the field at one time, possibly.
Yeah, I'm very excited about Mike Green.
Me too.
8 sacks. We'll do our official predictions coming up here in a couple of weeks as Booze is back on the line. But, you know, 8 sacks for a rookie, that's strong. That's like Suggs-ish,
yeah,
Bulware kind of territory. But they were both, you know, high draft picks. And Green would have been, and we've talked about right. it, well-documented, his off-the-field problems at Marshall and the University of Virginia. But everything seems to be Coles. The Ravens see it. And now we're excited to see what he brings to the equation once Josh Allen's sitting across from him coming up September 7th, Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, I mean, if he is having success early in the season, watch out late in the season because he's only going to get better. You know, and the thing that you know, Mike Green was picked at the end of the second round, you know, and for the off-the-field type stuff. I mean, he is doing what we thought Ajabo would be doing, you know, because we thought Ajabo was going to be a top 10 pick. He tears the Achilles, comes back. All right, the Ravens get a steal. I thought that. I loved Ajabo at Michigan. Then we thought that this is what we would be talking about with Ajabo, and that's what we're not seeing. I think that's the disappointment to me is you know, if they had, let's just say that he was doing like what Mike Green, and they had Ajabo and Mike Green, holy hell, you know, they'd be a terror if Ajabo was what we thought he was going to be.
Real quick, Suggs, 12 sacks rookie year, Bulware 11 and a half.
Damn.
So, yeah, you'd be in that conversation for defensive player of the year if you could get there.
Right.
I just think...
No, rookie of the year.
Yeah, defensive rookie. Yeah. Defensive, sorry, whatever. Let's shoot for the moon.
Yeah. Player of the year. Which both of them were,
yes,
by the way, Suggs, yes, and Bulware.
But for Mike Green in particular, these last couple weeks, I mean, I've seen enough. And I'm kind of hoping that he doesn't play at all this Saturday. You know, not that I'm super scared of an injury, but you just saw Isaac go down. What
Isaac
is there for
went
him?
Went down on... kickoff coverage.
Yeah. Sure. What is there for him to gain, though? I mean, he's beaten everybody like a drum, and he's not going to face any actual starter in terms of a tackle next week. I don't think there's anything for him to play for on Saturday.
I agree totally, Nolan, because I think the important thing you just said was there's nobody that's going to challenge him. That's nobody that's going to help him get better.
When we come back, John Harbaugh, as we get to news from the Nest, buy or sell, it's kind of the Turn It Up Tuesday Monies. Talk about sports subjects of this day. And then Rocka Bocka from MassetSports.com. Talk about the Orioles. Now in the spoiler role, but Trevor Rogers has been incredible. Basayo and Beavers, hey, welcome to Baltimore or welcome to Fenway. Anyway, they're doing this against good teams too, by the way, and we'll look at the next 5-6 weeks for the Orioles and how does that affect Tony Manzolino's possible future present with the Orioles.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.